Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
I'm not going to lie, writing a book is hard. You get all excited, you start writing, and eventually get those initial words out. And then, in my experience at least, your brain and your fingers disconnect for a moment. You just lose the complete ability to make words out of your thoughts in your head. Do you know what fear, though? Your intrepid writer spent a few days trying to burst through that damn wall between figuring out why you're having a wedding and here's how to get to some epic wedding vendors. I'm kind of hoping this chapter is it. From here, we're going to start down the list of the different categories of wedding vendors. We're going to talk about pricing and money and wedding tax, the big mythical boss of wedding tax. I'm really looking forward to the hate mail I'm going to get as we open each one of those cans of worms as we talk about each kind of vendor. But here is this chapter. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you love it. If you think I've missed a spot, if you just have any kind of feedback, please let me know via all the different social media, email channels, that kind of thing. You can follow the links at rebels.guide.
The Rebels Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
Fleshing out your wedding intentions. The next logical extension of figuring out how people like you get married is shaping that vibe and that intention into something that resembles the skeleton of a wedding. Your wedding creating team, your wedding vendors, will flesh out your intentions and dreams on that skeleton, but we need a starting point, and we'll start with the head. The head of your wedding is the list of the answers we went through in the earlier chapter. It's like your brain, your core values, worldviews, your beliefs as a couple. Where are you going as a couple? What are your intentions for your wedding? How would you like it to feel? What's the vibe? The heart of this whole thing is so much more important than anything else. And it's not even about the day. The heart of your wedding is your marriage. And I hope that your marriage is bigger and better than your wedding. That as good as your wedding could be, it's only your best day so far. And that your best day as a couple is yet to come. In fact, if it isn't, let's just stop the whole thing. Regroup once you realize that it's super weird if your wedding is the literal best day of your life. The spine. Much like your human body, the spine is the bit that holds everything else together and basically changes a blob of jelly into a body. In wedding planning lingo, we're talking about the general timeline of your wedding. We're not talking exact times yet, but what part of the day? And then how will things look in that day part? This is not the complete list, but here's a good starting point of the different day parts you could choose from. There's sunrise into breakfast, breakfast or brunch through to noon, there's lunch into the early afternoon, there's afternoon, you know, wrapping up into the sunset, there's the most common one, sunset into the evening, and then there's the night after sunset. Now, you might notice I don't mention any times there, any kind of off-the-clock times. Because time, you know, 3 p.m, doesn't matter as much as relative to sunset slash sunrise timing. For the kind of event you're having, at least. Think about the difference between meeting a friend over lunch and going camping with that friend and talking around a campfire. Same friendship, two different day parts. And I bet the campfire goes much deeper and is much more intimate. The most common day part for a wedding will be that sunset into the evening, and it's no secret that it doesn't matter where in the world you are, what time of year it is, it's almost certain that that late afternoon into the evening is just nice. The temperature is best, the light is beautiful, the sunset colours are beautiful, then the celebration continues into the night. But that doesn't exclude the other day parts from being fun and valid. I've created the sunrise elopements and that amazing just before sunset lights, and the couple went off for an Eggs Benedict intimate breakfast afterwards, and I've created lunchtime weddings that wrapped up before sunset. One of those midday weddings saw the couple end the day on a photo shoot at sunset in that beautiful light, and they went off for an intimate family dinner. Another couple did the similar thing and then celebrated friends and family through the afternoon, spent the night in the hotel room eating pizza and ice cream, watching movies, just chilling out together. Now we kind of come off the spine onto the ribcage. Once you've got your day part, you'll start filling that time of day with some events. And this is a massive list. I've only got a few here of the common things that could happen at weddings. Like I said, it's not a comprehensive or exhaustive list, but it just might include a marriage ceremony, aka the bit where you get married. Light food and beverage with entertainment, and you know, maybe canapes is the kind of thing you'd call that. Maybe a main or a larger meal. Communal lawn games or other types of games. There's so many different kinds of entertainment. You know, solos, duos, trios, full bands, DJ. And there's within DJ, there's so many different kinds of DJs. There's, you know, like performance DJs or just playing tracks off CDs DJs. It's such a wide variety. And there's common to be speeches. cultural rituals, family rituals, acknowledgements of your marriage that might be special to your, you know, your people. When I say your people, I don't really mean race or anything like that. I mean just like your group of people, your tribe. There's cakes and desserts, donuts, that whole deal, a lolly table. There's dancing, maybe first dance, maybe cultural dance, maybe family dance, maybe mum, dad dances, all that kind of thing. There's portrait photos, family photos, photo booths, desserts and sweet things like that, which I very much do desserts, doubled up on that one. But there's just literally millions of things you can do at your wedding. Do all the things that are important to you, that are fun for you and meaningful for you. And do none of the things that mean nothing to you, even if it's a thing you're supposed to do at a wedding. Now, we're going to start looking at the arms and legs. The arms and legs of your wedding are the wedding creators, your wedding vendors. Strap in, because we're about to address each category of creator, how to get the most from them, how to get the best from them, and how to get the best deal.
Find the rest of The Rebel's Guide at the website, www.therebels.guide, and on social media at Hello Josh Withers. The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married is created by Josh Withers. Music by Jeremiah Buzniak. This has been a Withers XYZ production. Unless you didn't like it, which is weird, because you're still listening.